Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Victory Monday. Hour number two. As you heard, live from the Brown Grass Classic Eagle Watch Golf Course. Dukes and Bell just came by and said, what's up? They'll be broadcasting live from here in a couple hours. They're through nine already.
Yeah, dog.
It's not looking good for your boy.
I mean, well, you got 2 hours.
Yeah.
You got 2 hours. What time they start?
10. So
they started 10.
2 hours to do nine, which is incredible in a scramble.
Yes,
like, to be playing that fast in a scramble.
Yeah, so
it'll slow down on the back nine, though. People will be having more cocktails and all
let's
that.
Let's hope so. Yeah. Let's hope so. You got to get at least four holes, man.
I got to.
At least four.
Brought my clubs and everything.
I know. That's why when I walked in, I saw him. I was like, he brought his clubs and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then you got the pass and the misses.
I got the green light.
Dude, just go play anyway.
That's what I'm going to
do. Just go play anyway.
That's actually what I'm going to do. Like, if they're done,
then
that means people are off the course. The course is closed today for the tournament.
Yeah, just go play anyway.
I mean, I'll just tell them I'm Bo Morgan, you know?
Because they thought you were a little shorter than that.
I'll just hunch over. I'll just tell them I'm taller on the radio, like that guy said last week.
You're taller on the radio, man. But, yeah, I think that should be I would do that, dude, if it was you. I wish I could go out today, too, but you know. I got a thing. Oh, you know how my monies are.
I do. You famously have busy Mondays.
You know how my monies are.
Everybody knows about Randy's Mondays.
But seriously, if I would have known you were playing, because like I said, Samson's out of school for the day.
Right.
But I got Sebastian.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. We'll get it together. We'll get one in the new year. We got 2026.
Yeah, we got 2026. It's coming around. 2026 is going to be the golf year for Randy.
Okay.
Year of Randy.
Right.
On them greens.
I'm into
on them greens.
Didn't
on
you just find like a $500 driver
did.
In your garage
I
that
did.
You've never used?
Yes, I have. Yes. But I mean, yeah, I'm gonna be on them greens and not talking about no collard greens, Andy.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
So yeah, so we're gonna get that done.
I'll be there with you.
Okay.
We'll hang out.
Yeah.
We'll go to Bobby Jones.
Perfect. We ain't got to pay to go there.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we got. You know me. Golf's an expensive sport.
Anytime you want, we can go over
golf,
there.
Golf's too expensive.
Well, we just got to clear it. I mean, we got to get it on the schedule. But
we just can't walk in there. Hey.
Well, no, we could. I'm not talking about over there. We're good over there.
Oh,
I gotta,
That
the real boss.
The real boss. Yeah.
The real boss.
I know my wife. She'd be like, "Can I come? You don't play golf."
That's a great idea.
All she wants to do is be out.
Yeah, we'll let our wives can come and drive the carts.
Bet.
And then they can drive us home.
Bet.
That's actually a really good idea.
I think it is, dude.
All right. I think we've stumbled upon something here. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Let's go. Set.
All right, as we always do on Mondays. That's fine. Go ahead, Abe.
Neal with him in the backfield. Atlanta moving people all over the place. Here's the snap. They're trying to get to the quarterback. Shuck in trouble. Pierce got him on the ground. 27 got to him again.
Good job, man.
Yeah, five more sacks yesterday. Falcons top three in the NFL. in terms of sacking the quarterback this season. It's just really nice to see the young guys out there, man. Like, obviously, James Pierce there with another sack. You saw what Brandon Dorlus was able to do. He leads the team in sacks, five and a half this season. Great to see Divine Diablo back out there. I mean, if you really – because he only played 9 snaps. He got hurt early in the 49ers game.
Right.
They're 4-2 with him out there.
Yeah, he's a
big difference maker for that defense.
He's a difference maker, man, because because of what, you know, his ability to, you know, be big enough for a linebacker but still can cover like a safety at times.
Yeah.
And the thing with him is that his reaction is fast, but he's just as fast as his reaction. Like when he sees
his hands on
when he sees it, he goes.
Yeah.
You know, it's no hesitation, and he's so fast that he can get places. He's very has a nice nose for the ball, and it was good to see him back out there with the club on out there. You know,
well, I guess if he gets his hand on you,
yeah, his hand
because the other one's not grabbing much.
One hand on him. But it was good to see him back out there. And like you were talking about the young defensive line, they were just flying around yesterday, man. Pierce. Jalen Walker get a sack. Obviously, we talked about Dorlus, who leads the team with 5.5. And this team is, I mean, they just do a great job of just relentless pressure. Auburn does a good job of bringing pressure, bringing more than you can block, and a lot of times that frees up a guy. The one rush, the sack that James Pierce had when he was inside, I mean, he just got skinny.
Yeah.
He just got skinny. Dorlus on his sack, he just beat the hell out the guard. I mean, I know they got a lot of skin, but a lot of times you saw a lot of guys just beating guys one-on-one.
Yeah. The number that we had at the beginning of the year was get to 40. Get to 40 sacks, and that'll be a serviceable – like, that won't be a weakness.
Right.
And it's been such a weakness for this team defensively for years now. They're at 39 already.
That'll piss – makes you mad.
Yes. It is. Yeah. Yes. I mean, that is a part of, you know – you're happy they won yesterday, and you're happy certain things are going right. But then it's also frustrating as well. They did finally clean up the thing we've been begging them to clean up, and it hasn't really mattered. But, yeah, they've got 39 sacks already this year, only behind the Browns, who, I mean, they got one guy with, like, 20.
Oh, my God.
Already.
That's why Chip Kelly got fired, because you kept leaving Myles Garrett blocked one on damn one.
Yeah, not a great game plan.
What are you doing? Why are you letting Myles Garrett go one on one?
Maybe he doesn't like Geno Smith.
That could be it.
I don't know.
Geno got hit 20 damn times just now.
Chip Kelly got fired from his job as the offensive coordinator of the Raiders. So he'd get $6 million to coach 11 games.
Yep.
And now we're talking about whether or not some college will hire him.
I think somebody will.
Probably. It's not going to be a major one, though. Like, he's not in the mix for, like, a Penn State.
Or Arkansas.
Something like, he's not going to get one of those jobs. He's going to get, you know, if the Fresno State coach leaves to be the UCLA coach or something like that.
Right.
Because he can't be the UCLA coach. He just was.
Yes. They're not hiring
him. They can't bring him back.
They're not hiring him.
He left that job to be the OC at Ohio State.
And it worked out.
It did. Yeah, he won a national championship and then got a $6 million contract to go be the OC.
What was Pete thinking?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe they draft the Asgenti. I mean, the run game with Chip is where it's at, but you don't use the running back. He's going to be a good player, man.
Genty?
Yeah, man. And – this dude is like he built, and I'm talking about he about the height of a damn Cane Corso. Like, I mean, because he's just so big in the shoulder, and he just dump trucks people, man.
Yeah,
like dump trucks, just like bow your neck, and I'm about to run through your face.
All right, let's run through some of these, and we'll get to all of them. Spend some time on all of them, and a little bit more audio on them in the second round of NFL No Huddle. But the Bears win again.
Yeah, man.
They had a pretty nice lead on the Steelers, and then ultimately they had to hang on at the end. But they're 8-3. They win one score games.
They're like that Washington team. They're like the Washington Commanders.
They are.
Caleb's been playing really good.
Yeah.
And for them to win, all three of their start linebackers were out yesterday.
Really?
The Bears, yeah. Huh. And Mason Rudolph put up a big fight and things like that. But the Bears came down and eventually won that football game. And, I mean, they're right in the mix. They're right in the mix in that NFC North, man, where it's a three-team race right now because, obviously, we're going to talk about Jameis Winston and
the Lions.
Dude.
Had to fight for their lives yesterday.
Dan needs to go back to being the head coach.
Mm.
Yeah, because he's having some issues, some stuff that, you know, that when you're the head coach and a play caller, when you're not really a play caller, head coach. It's trying to rub, you know. But I thought, you know.
The Lions didn't have a lead over the Giants until they took the lead.
I'm glad I got rid of that game yesterday. Remember, that's the game I changed on
Friday. Oh, you were thinking about doing that one?
I was like, Jameis going to go in there and make it close.
I won my first pick on Saturday. And then the other, like the Seahawks were up 30-3.
Yes.
They end up winning by 6, yes. So I didn't win that one. Yeah. I went 1-3 again. Oh, I'm man. Terrible.
But
at
I'm just saying, like, but Jameis, I mean, the fun that this dude plays with.
Yep.
The flea flicker.
The fun that he plays with, but then also the fun that they allow him to play with. He caught a touchdown pass and shrugged the guy.
He just didn't catch a touchdown. He caught it, shook him, got in the end zone, did the dance. I mean, Jameis was great yesterday. And then Jahmyr Gibbs, so special, man.
So I was watching on Red Zone, kind of getting ready for the Falcons game to start, because a bunch of those games went to overtime in the early window. And every time I looked up, it was just Jahmyr Gibbs running away from people.
That's what he did.
He ran for 200 yards yesterday on 15 carries.
And I think he had 11 catches, too.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he was unbelievable yesterday. And then they got their guy. Got to have it. Close the game out. Aiden Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. Ends the game with a damn sack in overtime. Yep. But, yeah, watching James. It was so much fun to watch him play yesterday, man. But, Detroit. I mean, unless Dan's got to figure it out. I'm just going to say it like that. Do you want to get play calling back, or you want to be the play caller and the head coach? Because some just basic head coach fundamental things got away from him yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So, we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
They found a way to do
That's all that matters.
They found a way to get it done. The Bengals tried late. I mean, Flacco was leading that drive.
And then
they came up short.
Yeah,
Patriots got him 26-20. He didn't have anybody to throw to by the end of that game. All the wide receivers for the Bengals got hurt.
The Patriots, the first team to 10 wins. Young quarterback's playing well. They lost two offensive linemen. They lost their the number four overall pick. He's going to be out for a minute. They lost one of their guards.
Okay.
So that's something to to monitor going down the stretch with the Patriots, that help on that offensive line.
Packers beat the hell out of the Vikings. The Vikings are really bad.
Yeah, man. JJ is he's struggling big time, brother.
Yeah.
He's struggling. He's struggling big time. And, you know, when you got a guy like Justin Jefferson, and he ain't done nothing wrong or said anything wrong. He ain't went A.J. Brown or nothing. But frustration that he shows on a night in, night out thing, it's pretty, you know, all right, damn it.
Yeah.
All right, damn it. Yeah, we need
I don't blame him.
No, I don't either.
I don't blame him.
I don't either, man, because you're considering who left the building. And we'll get to that game on the other side of the break because, Indiana Jones, he was great until he wasn't.
Yeah.
Then, obviously, Jack Smith and Jigba's unbelievable.
He set the single-season receiving yards record for the Seahawks yesterday.
Unbelievable.
And they've got six games left. And, I mean, they got some pretty good receivers in their franchise history.
This guy is special.
8 catches, 167 yards, 2 touchdowns. The majority of that was in the first half.
Yes.
By the way, the Seahawks were blowing the Titans out. They were up huge in that game.
Yes.
And then, they won the game, so that's all that matters. But, Jackson Smith and Jake was insane.
Yeah,
he's over 1,300 yards already.
And the team that the Falcons played this weekend, the New York Jets, I mean, they were just – like, Baltimore, why y'all playing around with it? Tyrod was better than they had – that was a better quarterback play than they've had in a while.
Yeah. I don't really know what's going on with the Ravens. Like, they've done what they've needed to do to get back.
I don't think Lamar's healthy.
Lamar's not playing well.
I don't think Lamar's healthy.
I think that it has to be.
It's got to be.
Well, we know he missed all that time.
Yeah, I don't think Lamar's healthy.
So, but until he – like, he hasn't looked like Lamar really at all. Like, he got out of the pocket yesterday and got, like, run down by a defensive lineman.
That's what I said.
That doesn't happen.
He don't look healthy. Man.
Yeah.
He doesn't look healthy.
Again, they've done what they've needed to do to get back in it. Like, everyone predicted that they would when Lamar came back. They've won, what, 5 games in a row now?
Yeah. They lead the division.
But they're still, like, you know, they're playing with the Jets a little bit.
Yes.
They beat the Browns only by 7. Like, the Vikings the week before that was kind of an ugly game, but they ended up winning it. Now, again, they're 6-5, and they've done what they needed to do. But their ceiling is Lamar's health.
Yeah.
And right now he's clearly not
okay.
Healthy.
Railstown is across the street from the Kroger Street Market. They turned it into a rail depot. And it's a dope Atlanta hangout. Okay.
Yeah, like Krog Street Market. Is that what the guy's talking
about?
I think so.
Well, they have something. Anyway, let me.
But I was kind of close with what
close.
I said, right?
You were close.
Pretty close.
Hey,
to
guys, this Saturday noon to 2, join Ally Mack at Nally Kia in Stonecrest as she gets you ready for the big game. One lucky fan will win a Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. There will be other prizes on hand, like winning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tickets to another home game for the Falcons. That's this Saturday, noon to 2 from Nally Kia in Stonecrest with our gal, Allie Mack.
There you go. Yeah, no, I feel pretty. I'm looking at it on a map. I feel pretty good about that.
I've been over there. I think me and Donna's taken me over there before.
All right. We'll grab a break here and then come back and get to the second round of the AMA. Yeah, that's definitely sounds right. Like, yeah. Krog Street Market is where your wife takes you.
Yeah.
My wife has also taken me there. Okay. It's nice, but yeah, that's when you go there.
I won't go by myself.
Probably not. Okay. Probably not. Right. But it's nice. They got good food and all that. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to NFL No Huddle Round 2 next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.